It's instant, I guess you know okay. that.
Well,
there's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
On the farm, besides raising the crops.
Yeah. What would you have, y'all had a barn?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have more than one?
Barn?
Yeah.
Well, have a horse barn and a cow barn.
Okay. Is that where you would keep them in the winter, or is that where you would store hay and things like that?
Well, part of it, the tall part would be, you stored hay in the shed type, you'd have a bunch of stanchions in there to milk your cows. Put them in the stanchions and hold them until you milk them, then turn them out.
What did you primarily feed the hogs?
Ground barley, corn. Feed whole corn, usually ground barley. Then you'd mix your ground barley with alfalfa meal and meat meal. Make your own feed.
Where did you keep the corn? Was there
a crib?
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Corn crib.
That's not as big as a granary, or is that something different?
Well, a corn crib is just you've seen these snow fences made out of little red slats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just make them in a ring and put one on top of the other and put your corn in there and put a platform underneath it so that you pick it kind of green and it'll dry. And then when you want to shell it, if you want to shell any of it, you can shell it and grind that.
I was wondering if you had ever heard of the word, it's a farm implement now, it's a nickname for a farm implement. I wonder if you ever heard of the word go devil. Is that familiar?
Go devil. Yeah, I used to know what a go devil was.
I thought it might be some sort of rake or harrow that people used in farming. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I just wondered if you had ever heard of it.
Go devil. I think that was a ripper, a thing that went down in the ground.
Mm.
Had spring teeth.
Mm.
Spring tooth harrow.
Okay.
And we used to call that a go devil. Okay. Come to me now.
Okay. So it was some sort of harrow, something to break up the land with.
Yeah, dig down and.
Okay. Were there different kinds of harrows? Was there a, you mentioned spring tooth. Did y'all also
spring
use
tooth and a spike tooth.
Spike tooth. Okay. How about, did y'all use any buck scrapers on the farm? You know what a buck scraper is? Or a Fresno's?
Fresno? You mean an old style slip?
Yeah.
You held the handles?
Mm.
Dug in with it?
Mm.
Slip.
Is that what they called them, a slip? A
slip.
Would they have called them Fresno's too?
The Fresno was something like that, only it was bigger.
Bigger. You moved a lot of dirt with it.
You couldn't dig as deep with it. Mm. You could load it up. Had a long handle on it, yeah.
Okay. What would, another word that I was wondering about you'd heard for a name for a farm implement called a gee-whiz. You ever heard that referred to as a farm implement?
No.
Okay. What kind of plows would have been used on the farm? Did you have different types of plows?
Yeah, you had two bottom plows. You had two bottoms horse-drawn. Or you had a two-bottom tumble. When you wanted to change, come back, you'd go down through, and you wanted to come back two-way plow.
Hmm.
You'd tumble it at the end and turn it over so you'd come back with two more, and then you tumble it again and go down with the same tumble plow.
Would you have a...
And a one-way, two-way, carried both of them. Had one of them.
Would they have ever used anything called a lister?
A lister, oh yeah, they listed corn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What would have been used to? I'm wondering what they would have called something that they would have put over the horse's mouth for it to eat. Were out maybe working?
Nose bag.
What do they call them?
Nose bag.
Nose bag, yeah.
Okay. Is that what they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to use them when they. Have a team on a thrashing machine or something,
mm-hmm.
and they'd feed them that way.
Mm-hmm. And how about different kinds of ropes that would have been used?
Lariat?
Yeah. Is that the same thing as a lasso?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And how about a thing that you might have used to crack at the horses or the cows to whip. Get a whip. Is that, I was wondering if you ever heard of the word quirt.
Quirt? Yeah, quirt, yeah.
That's something you would have used to whip your own horse with, to get it going?
Yeah.
Okay. Quirt. You mentioned there was a lot of water out here, and I noticed there was a lake. What, I wonder what people in this area would call a boat that you rowed around in with oars. Would it just call that a...
Rowboat.
Rowboat?
Yeah.
Okay. And earlier you mentioned the word gunny sack, and I was interested in that. I was wondering if people ever called them anything else besides gunny sacks. Did they ever call them...
No, gunny sacks...